And welcome back. It's 8:13, 60 degrees here at our WRMJ Downtown Studios. It's Kia back with you. And I've got some special guests in the studio with me. I'm joined by Terry James, as well as Chef Stephanie Godke, or Chef Steph, as she's known in some circles. And she is here to talk to us once again about Rhubarb Fest, which is fast approaching, and she's brought us some yummy treats. So welcome, Chef Steph, and
thanks
for coming again.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm here because of the cook-off.
Yes, the cook-off.
People need to get recipes ready.
Yep.
And I brought some stuff that we could maybe just change it up a little bit.
Yes, I was surprised to see rhubarb chili as the first thing she brought in this morning. You know, you kind of think in your head rhubarb cook-off, and my mind automatically goes to the sweet treats, but
that's what most people's mind goes up. But savory, mm-hmm. Let's remember that rhubarb has the same acidity as a tomato. So I just made chili, but instead of adding diced tomatoes, I added diced rhubarb.
Okay.
And no tomato sauce.
All right.
I just added more rhubarb juice to make it that I needed it a little bit loose, a little bit runnier. So I added a little rhubarb juice.
Well, I'll tell you what, it smells good.
Yeah, I want to taste this.
Yeah, okay, let's see. We're going to taste it here. I've posted a picture on Facebook if you want to see. I'm going to make sure I get a piece of rhubarb here.
I'll get a little rhubarb in there too. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask you about this, but it looks like there's little chunks of potato. There are
fasole.
Oh, that's delicious.
Thank you.
That's so good.
That is excellent. Mm.
Well, the recipe for that.
My mouthful.
Okay, well,
I'm not a big tomato person, honestly, so I really like it with the rhubarb.
And you could do the same thing with spaghetti sauce. Last year I brought you rubique sauce, which was barbecue sauce made with rhubarb. Anytime you were thinking of, it's an acid thing. The basics of all cooking are salt, sugar, acid. And so you need to know the flavor. If you're going after something that you want acid, you don't put the sugar in. You put in the tomato or the rhubarb. And so we're hoping people will experiment and with the savory side of rhubarb.
Yeah, Chef Steph, you turned me on to that last year because she had the barbecue sauce, Kia. And I've always thought from the beginning of Rhubarb Fest, it was all about adding sugar and making things sweet. And I'm finding that I like rhubarb more when it's used as a tangy type of thing.
Right. It's really versatile. And, you know, the fact is, I traveled to Iceland not long ago, and they have very little soil and very little warm weather. And so they grow a lot of rhubarb. And I was shocked at the fact that they use rhubarb in so many things. It was really a good experience for me culinary-wise because I could learn and see how they adapted rhubarb to use in different things.
What was your favorite dish there?
Well, every day, you get oatmeal with rhubarb in it.
Oh.
It was delicious.
So simple, but just...
Yeah. It was just like, you would add blueberries or you would add strawberries. They added rhubarb. Mm-hmm. And then they made a tomato rhubarb soup, which was very interesting. Mm. And they toned it down a little bit with cream, so it was creamy.
Okay.
All right.
Very interesting.
Well, we've got some goodies in front of us here.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
So we've also got here a bread pudding. And what was the third one?
White chocolate. Rhubarb blondie.
Okay. Let's save that one for last.
It's dessert.
That one's dessert.
Okay. Yeah, they look so good, though.
Should we try a bite of the bread pudding here, Terry?
Oh, yes. Let's
bread pudding is easy peasy, people. You have leftover bread. You have the end of a loaf, and you think, you know, I'm done with that loaf of bread. How about these? This is made out of my yeast rolls.
Mm.
I made soft yeast rolls, and then everybody that was at dinner wasn't doing carbs. So I ripped them up. You let them get a little bit stale, like overnight. I rip them up at night after the dinner and then let them get air dried a little bit. Then you make a custard with egg and cream and vanilla. And then you add your rhubarb, which adds that tangy little bite to the sweet bread pudding.
You know, it's not overly sweet, though. That's one thing I like about it. It's just right.
Just right. It reminds me of those... do you remember those rolls? I don't even know if you can buy them anymore that had like the jelly in the center. They're kind of like a Danish.
Yes.
They remind me of that.
Oh,
that flavor.
Yeah. That's
true.
Yeah.
And the texture is more creamy because you've added the custard to the bread. So
that's good.
I'm on my third bite. This is really
good. Okay.
Well, it is the breakfast of champions.
Yes,
you know.
It really
is.
I'll go for it any day.
I made sure to not eat anything at all before this today so I could be ready for the rhubarb.
Clean palate.
Yeah.
Before we try our blondie, Let's talk about the cook-off a little bit.
Okay. We want them to bring their products to the depot and starting at 9 o'clock until 11. And then we can let them get checked in the right category. And we have a category for everything. If you cook it with rhubarb, we'll find a category for it. That's why we have a miscellaneous category. We've had people, like, you know, the senior citizens make that wonderful rhubarb strawberry lemonade. Mm-hmm. That stuff. Buy, you know, a bottle of that. Put a little alcohol in it. You've got a cocktail. You've got an entry.
You don't have to tell me twice.
My kind of lady right here. Yes.
So we will, if you make it with rhubarb, we'll judge it. And okay. we're not judgy people, but it's our job that day to make sure we find the best of the best. So pies, crisps, we always get a lot of really good junior exhibits. They are 15 and under, so okay. kids aren't competing against adults. And we have a professional division. So if you bake cakes or cookies, or if you're a cook here in town and you make something rhubarb, you're in the professional division. And you know what? That's bragging rights right there. You can be that person that say, you know, I won the rhubarb cook-off professional division.
So, that is very cool. I love that you have the different divisions. So you don't need to be worried. If you want to enter just for fun, you're not a professional, don't worry about it. You'll be in your correct
Right.
spot.
Well, make sure you're in the right lane. And then the judges this year.
Yes,
I'm very
yes,
excited about
that.
My judges. Our fan favorite, Kyle Dickens.
Yay, Kyle.
He's coming back. And he's such a nice guy. I just love Kyle. And so he's coming back and he's excited. And then I think we've got Jake Eastburn, who is the executive producer of the Quad Cities Live, used to be Paula Sands Live.
He's always hanging out with Paula on Facebook.
Always. And then he anchors sometimes as a sub on the weekends.
Okay.
So he's going to be one of the judges. And then we've got Andrew Stutzke from QAD.
I think, was he last year as well?
He was. And he also is very excited. And he's a good sport. What a good guy. I mean, these people will put it in their mouth and give it a fair shot. And, you know, honestly, there have been other people that I've judged with and different things. Like, I got invited to judge a pie contest over in Linden, I think it was. And I was judging with these other people who wouldn't give it a shot. You know, so why would you volunteer? My judges are all in. They want to find the best of the best.
Yeah.
So we have a good time. We laugh. We carry on. You know, here's a secret to judging. You don't swallow the food. So you put it in your mouth, you judge the texture, the flavor, and then you have to spit it out. However, they wouldn't spit out the rhubarb jerky.
Oh, wow, that
you know,
good.
Because it's in your mouth, it's delicious. Uh-huh. It's beef jerky, but it has rhubarb. Delicious. And they go like, nope, I'm eating this. Like, okay.
I think I've had rhubarb jerky before. It is good.
It is. They sell it here. A guy makes it locally. It's really good stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, sweets and savories, and then unusual. If you can make, I'm actually working on a candied rhubarb, which the first batch turned out a little bit too much like a sweet tart. It wasn't delicious. So I'm working on soaking it in a simple syrup and then dehydrating it so that it's chewy, more like the texture of like a jelly bean.
Oh.
So you dice it up, you put it in simple syrup and let it go I let it go overnight. And then you dehydrate it or put it in the oven slow and low and let it dry. And then you roll it in sugar. And it sticks to the sticky surface of the rhubarb. Yeah. But I need it to get a little bit sweeter. And I think I'm going to put vanilla in the simple syrup.
Okay.
But if somebody's got time to try that for the cook-off, that would be a fun thing.
Yeah, that does sound fun.
The other thing that people don't have to do, but a lot of people do it, is write the recipe down for us.
Oh.
And that's not necessary if you just want to wing it and bring something in last minute. But the bragging rights to say that you won the cook-off is the important thing. And you also get like a gift from the souvenir stand, you know, like some merch, rhubarb merch. So it's also fun to have something that you can say, I won. A lot of us as adults don't get that chance anymore. Like, you were in junior high, you could win something, you know. But anyway, it's all lots of fun.
Just and that's a fun, friendly competition.
It is. There's no bloodshed.
No. No. But those bragging rights are pretty special. Not just anybody can say that they won the rhubarb cook-off.
I know. Okay, now I want you to try
Blondie. Let's try this Blondie.
I'm excited for this. Here we go.
Okay, so this is the sweet entry today.
I'm just going to pick
this one. And
you
just bite it. Go ahead and bite it. It's a Blondie. And I have these recipes will be on the Wallace's Garden Center website under recipes by Chef Steph. So some of my recipes are also where my day job is at Mississippi River Distilling Company. Mm-hmm. I put some recipes on there too. Yeah.
So if you need some inspo, you can go check out Chef Steph's recipes or just anytime. She doesn't only do rhubarb recipes.
Nope.
This time of year she does. But if you're looking for some inspo all year long, you can check out her recipes on there. I need another bite of this Blondie. I don't think I got any rhubarb in the first bite.
This had kind of the texture of, I thought, maybe a chocolate chip cookie bar, but the flavor then came out, and it was incredible. Really a burst of flavor.
Well, I browned the butter. Yeah. That's a trick. I want everybody to learn to brown butter efficiently. You can lose a lot of butter if you walk away from it. Just for a second, don't walk away. Stay right with it. Put the butter in I like to use a skillet so that you can see the whole surface of it, and brown the butter until it's like a light golden brown. And that makes everything taste so much richer and nuttier. There's no nuts in it, but it has that brown butter nut kind of quality.
So the only thing missing is a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
How about rhubarb ice cream?
Has anyone ever done that?
I have done that.
You've done that?
Yes, I have. Once again, you make you take your rhubarb, you put a little water on it, you cook it down, and you make a rhubarb liquid. And you strain the solids out for the beginning of it. Then you add that rhubarb liquid to your cream base for your ice cream. Then I turn that into the freezer, crank it until it's let's say a runny hot day soft serve cone to consistency. So it's real loose still. Then I stir the solids of the rhubarb that you took the juice out of. Stir that into the ice cream and let it continue to freeze.
Oh,
delicious.
Yum. Oh, man.
Oh, I bet it is.
It's like a hidden flavor inside there.
Yeah.
And we need a rhubarb ice cream booth at the festival.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Somebody get on that.
Okay, you got time.
I'm putting in my request.
And I'll bet there's a church around here somewhere that has a 5-gallon ice cream freezer.
I'm sure there is. So anybody listening, that's an idea that we've got for you.
You have time now to get busy. Go online. There are so many rhubarb recipes out there. And then just tweak it. Your own way. But there's time now to get ready to go.
Yeah.
And we will see you Saturday of Rhubarb Fest the 7th.
Yes, Saturday the 7th is the cook-off. And gosh, we just love having you come in each year, Steph.
Well, thanks
for bringing us these treats.
Yes, thank you.
They were all just so delicious. I'm definitely going to be having a few more bites of my Blondie and my bread pudding for sure. This chili was absolutely delicious too. Don't be afraid of the savory side of the rhubarb
at all.
So, well, thank you once again.
Thanks for having me in with us.
And Rhubarb Fest coming up June 6th and 7th with the cook-off on the 7th. And you're listening to Farm Country 102.3.